So in light of this past Shabbos, I wanted to, I didn't have the time to prepare, but Emirat Hashem, after Pesach, I plan to do a series on what happens when the Erev is down. The shilas I got over Shabbos, my own ignorance came out, as did others as well, how little we all don't know about it. So I plan to do a whole series on what happens when the Erev is down.
It's never going down.
Now tonight, we're going to Eshloshim Yom Kol Machag. As we prepare for Pesach, let's begin with a very, very interesting halacha, important halacha, in how to properly fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that says, "Ein adam yotzei de chovaso ba'achilas matzah she'asur lo." Person does not fulfill his mitzvah of eating matzah if it's something that's asur to him. Examples of a matzah that might be asur: kigon she'achla tevel. Tevel is food that chuman ma'aser hasn't been yet removed from. Or ma'aser rishon shelo natla chumaso, ma'aser rishon that was given to the Levi, but they didn't separate the part that needs to go to the kohen. Oh, shegzela, or something that has been stolen is usher for the gazlan to eat, and therefore if he eats stolen matzah, he's not yotze his mitzvah of achilas matzah. So what's the reason why you're not yotze matzah gzula? So there are two explanations found in the Mefarshim. The Kesef Mishnah, number 2, quotes from a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi always has interesting language. It's not as clear as we would have liked it, but the Kesef Magen Mishnah rather explains, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Ein Aveira Mitzvah. What he means to say here is, Mitzvah Haba Baveira, you're not Yotze Mitzvah. If a person steals an item and tries to use that item to perform the mitzvah, you don't get that mitzvah. Lulav HaGazo, the Mishnah tells us, the parak, third parak of Sukkah, you steal someone's lulav, you try to shake it, you don't get the mitzvah. Mitzvah haba bavera. That means you steal someone's matzah, you do not get the mitzvah. So that's one explanation of the Magi Mishnah, quoting from the Yerushalmi. But there is another explanation brought down in the Rishonim. It's based on the Gemara in Psachim. It also appears in Maseches Sukkah. The halacha is, I don't want to get too involved in the Gemara here, but the idea is that when it comes to certain mitzvahs, we have to own it. There's a din of lachem. You need to own it. Most famous mitzvah that you have to own is lakachtem lachem. You have to own the lulav, esrog, hadasim, and a ravos has to have a din of lachem. You need to own it. Another example, the Gemara says, when it comes to being mafrish challah, I cannot go ahead and separate challah from your dough. I have to separate challah from my dough. You have to own that dough in order to have a chiv and a kiyum of challah. The third example of the Gemara says matzah. You have to own the matzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, look at number 3. It's 3 lines down. The first word, chavasa, I should have bolded it, the yom tov, maskiv la rapapa. Rapapa asks the following question. Bishlama Isa, I understand the dough, that you have to own the dough in order to be mafrish challah. Dichsev arisosechem, that you have to arisos shelachem, your Isa, your dough. Mishelachem, I also understand esrog nami dichsev vlakachtem lachem, you have to shake it, you have to take yours, you need to own the esrog, you need to own the dough. Lachem, mishelachem yehei, has to be yours, you need to own the lulav, you need to own the esrog, you need to own the Isa. Elamata miksiv mataschem. The Waltok will tell us there is no pasuk that says mataschem. It doesn't say anywhere mataschem that you have to own it. He agrees, right? It doesn't say mataschem. So what's the basis of owning mata? Amarava v'yisema rav yemar bar shlamya asya lechem lechem. There's a gzer shava, not lechem, it's lechem with a ches. There's a gzer shava. Ksiv hacha lechem oni with regards to matzah. Uksiv hasam vaya b'achalchem milechem haaretz with respect to chala, mala hala nimishalachem. Just like chala, you have to own the dough in order to be chayv and hafrashas chala. Afkan mishalachem. So to matzah, you have to own the matzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, you have to own it lachem. So let's figure out how this is, how do we paskin?
What's that about? Bailani, belchem,
that's an extra gimel there. It's a notation. You can ignore that. Barlan does that sometimes. So Rush writes number 4. Let's just jump to the bold. The Rush says, "Aval gzula dilav lachem hi lo nafik bay." So the same halach of the Rambam we saw earlier. The Rambam says, "Matzah gzula lo yatzi de chavasa." So the Magen Mishnah says, "Why mitzvah babi avera?" The Rush says, "There's a different reason why you're not yotze matzah gzula, because you need lachem. If I steal your matzah, it's not mine. It's not lachem." You need matzaschem, if you will. So therefore, you're not yotzei with matzgzula, and that's what he understands the Rambam. The chen kos of a Rambam says the Rush, de'ein adam yotzei b'matzgzula, because you need to own the matzah. That becomes very important.
I mean, is there a way to...
There's Kinyan Gzela. Kinyan Gzela is very, very limited. It doesn't give you lachem. You have a responsibility to pay back. The Yon put Yish, Kino, Shino, Kona, Shino, Rishus, all those things. It gets very, very complicated. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about if you take the... If I stole wheat and I tachan, I ground it into flour and then there's a Shino, then all these different things. But with Yish alone, you're not going to be Kona, even with Kinyan Gzela. It's not enough to create lachem. You need to own it.
Where's the Rush saying that you need...
Yeah, above the part, the bowl at the top, he says avagzul de lav lachem, he la lo nafik be. So if you look number five, go to the next page now. So you have to own your matzah, says the Gemara, says the Rush. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins number five, Hilchos Pesach Simin Tov Nun Dalit. Ein adam yotzei de chavaso b'matzah gzula. Everyone agrees that halacha, you can't be yotzei with stolen matzah. But what's the reason? How do we paskin? Is it because mitzvah babi avera, or is it because you don't have lachem? So the Taz quotes number six, the Ashri, which is the Hagos Ashri. The Hagos is on the Ashri, the Rabbeinu Asher, the Rush. Ashri is the Rush. The Rush learns Yalef. He learns based on you need to have a lachem, you need to own it. So look what the Taz says now. If you jump down the second line where the bold, dichsiv lachem, you need to own it. Hainu lemait sheula v'gzula. That if you steal bread or matzah, or if you borrow matzah, you're not yotzei because you don't own borrowed matzah. Ulefize says the Taz in that one line sticking out. Islan the Meimar, kihecha de matzah gzula psula, hachanami matzah sheula. So to borrowed matzah, dehagavi esog kiadade ninu. With respect to esog, where it says lachem, you have to own it. Borrowing someone's esrog doesn't work. So too, borrowing someone's matzah doesn't work. If you ran out of matzah, you ask your neighbor, can I borrow some matzah, and I'll get back to you. According to the Taz, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, it's matzah she'ula.
But it's a different is, kol dichfin yetei v'yochol. So, if they, and this is a mitzvah, kol dichfin. So, it's a dichfin has to do she'ula.
If you give it, nesina is different than she'ula. Matana is permitted. But the she'ula, right now we're talking about if it's borrowed.
Borrowed, right.
It's borrowed, you don't own it.
I don't have a matzah, and then the guest next to me is a dechfin. You know, he's sure.
You have to.
He's not his.
Yeah, you have to, exactly. You have to give. So look, let's go through this. Look at what Taz says. Okay. Taz says, at first glance, you're not yotzei with matzah she'ula. That means if you're a guest at someone's table, and he bought all the matzah, and you're borrowing his food, if you will, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But then the Taz pulls back and says, Ella, de'ein ha'emeskein. This is not a correct equation. The shiny gavi esog, esog's different, the hader be'ein. Be'ein, it returns back to the, in the initial form. You give the guy the esog, he returns the same exact esrog to you, and kolz man shu biyado, as long as you're holding on to his esrog, mikre ein shalo, it's not his, meaning the one holding, it's not yours, have a shal ba'alma biyado. I have the same exact esrog he gave me. He lends me the esrog, it's still his esrog, even though I'm holding on to it, I don't own it, it's not lachem. So that's why esrog sheula doesn't work. Aval, but with respect to me, sheshoel matzah mechavero, if you borrow matzah from your friend, Niskaven la'ochlo. The intent is to eat it, not for you to hold the matzah. He's giving it to you to eat the matzah. So, you know, everyone makes a joke. Can I borrow some food? Yeah, but I don't want you to return back that food to me. That's not what borrowing means. Borrowing means you're going to borrow the food to eat it, and then you'll pay back some other flour that you borrowed from your neighbor. So, Misha Shoel Matzah Mechavero Niskaven la'ochlo. V'domim hu shechayvlo. You owe money to pay back for what you borrowed and now ate. But it was understood when he was giving you food, you're going to eat the food, and therefore you are yotzei from matzah shula. It's not really matzah shula. It's not really lent. It's really given as an implied matana.
Depend on the returning the money.
Doesn't that? You owe money. You have an outstanding debt. If you don't pay the debt, matana amas lahach is probably what you're referring to. If I give you a gift on condition that you return to me, then it depends on whether you return or not to me. Exactly, it doesn't matter. If you don't return, you don't get it. But this time, it's all yours. You get to keep. If you don't pay me back, you have an outstanding chiv to pay me something back at some point. But the Sfas Emes, which all the Achronim quote, says it a step further. Number seven, there's a Sfas Emes in the Gemara in Sukkah. Sfas Emes says, Lefi zeh, according to what we've been saying up until now, Tzrichin lizaher b'matzah shel mitzvah. Now it comes to the Seder night, the first two nights. Sheyeh ha-matzah shelo, the first two, right? Someone says, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Sheyeh matzah shelo has to be yours. Sheyeh lo bo din mamon. Dafka, you have to own it. Ulo reach al shulchan ha-bal bayis tzarech li ten lo. Ha-bal bayis ha-matzah b'matana. The one, the host, has to give a gift to everyone around the table in order that he owns it. Velo sagi, it's not sufficient. Mashi hisheyu lechol, not what he allows you to eat. Of course, when you're invited to a person's house, you can eat whatever you want, but that's not enough to be considered tzarech lios shelo mamish. You have to be able to own it. You're allowed to eat, but you don't own it. You can't take the guy's chicken and start being makdish it, and you can't start selling it. Look what he writes in the brackets. What's the simon that you own something? If you have the ability to take that chicken and sell it, take that chicken and be makdish it, that indicates you own it. But if you don't have that right, you just have a heter to eat the food, but you don't have the heter to sell the food, that means you don't own it. So says the Sfas Emes, when you have a meal, if let's say you're hosting a bunch of guests, so you should tell them, I'm being makna over to you, the matzah. And if you're someone else's guest, and you know you're at your in-laws' house, you say, you know, you want to own the matzah, do you mind being makna over the matzah to me? You should tell them, according to the Sfas Emes, could you be makna over the matzah that I could have a din of lachem?
Even if someone's saying,
yeah, but we'll get there in a second. We'll get to that just in a second. Rav Shlomo Zalman, what he says about that. The Sfas Emes in the brackets here says there maybe is something for those to rely on who are not makne the matzah. He writes, Achein efsher de ha'olam somchen adas harash. Perhaps we could justify why people don't do this based on the rush. Shehiter lekadesh b'tabash she'ula. That if a person lends you a ring, you're actually allowed to use that ring to marry a girl. It was clear when he gave you the silver ring, it was understood that you're going to use it to perform kedushin with a girl. So it was given with those rights to it. So Yahivlay Shayucha Latse's bow. He gave you the ring to fulfill the mitzvah kedushin. So too, there seems to be an implicit understanding that when you're invited to someone's house for a seder, you have the right to own the lachem of all the matzah at the table. So look with the Mishnah Berurah, how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Number eight. He says, "V'dafka gezula, only stolen matzah is aser." About Mishnah Berurah's mekel, imshal matzah yotze ba. If you borrow matzah, you're yotze. You don't have to have been given rights to own it. Does she'ela al manas la'achlo? When someone lends you matzah, it's with the intent of eating it. V'lo lachzir ba, and you don't expect the guy to return the same matzah he just gave you. Imkein harehi shelo. So if we stop here, the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to make any stipulations with the host or the guests. You show up to the meal, all guests are invited to eat. That accomplishes shelo, according to the Mishnah Berurah.
No problem as far as matanas on Yontif, giving
matanas. No, there's a din, Ezra's referring to, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to do matanas. You can't give matanas on Shabbos. It's mechse, kemekach, umemchar, based on the Mishnah, the end of Masech, it's beitza. You can't do any acquisitions. Gifting is the problem as well. But the halacha is you are allowed to give gifts on Shabbos, litzarech mitzvah. The example we discussed is one of the kiddushes of Shabbos. We discussed the person, let's say, wasn't Tovel's Kalim. So he needs to use the pot. He has no other pots to use. This is the only pot he has, or not a pot. He can't use a pot on Shabbos, but let's say a plate. So he wanted to be Tovel's plate. He didn't have a chance to. So what does he do now? He can't use his plate. So he could give a matana to a guy and say, this is yours. And if it's owned by a guy, there is no chiv of tevila. So they ask, how could you give a matana on Shabbos? They ask you a question. They say, litzarech mitzvah, you are allowed to give a matana. Same thing when it comes to giving gifts on Shabbos as well. A bar mitzvah gift to Sefer, or giving a gift for a wine. There are one of the heterim they say is litzarech mitzvah. It's ideal, though, to be makne before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, to avoid the whole scenario. But if not, you can be makne on Shabbos itself, litzarech mitzvah. This is exactly. The card of the heter, like a wine, when you drink it, it's also for yourself. So not even a matana. It's really for you to enjoy and everyone around you. Exactly. Exactly. If it's for after Shabbos, then it wouldn't be Litzarech Shabbos itself. Exactly.
All this will feed the rush, right?
Sorry. Oh, the Shabbos, yeah.
All this will feed the rush. If you're the Rambam, you wouldn't need it anyhow.
No, that's the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. But this is all within the Rush, and the Taz quotes the Rush. Right. No one else quotes the Mitzvah Babi Avera. So you need to own it. So look what the Mishnah Berurah writes, number 8, the second paragraph here. This could be a relevant point. He says, Kasva Poskim, not this very case, but we'll see another case that might be similar. Kasva Poskim. Yesh lizaher kishaofen harbe betoner echad. If you bake a lot of matzahs in the same oven, v'harbe pamim mischalfen hamatzahs. Many times you take out the matzah, the other guy's matzah. You don't know who's. Now in my house, let's say the kids like to make pizza. We buy these pizza doughs, and they all try to figure out who made which pizza dough by the type of cheese or the sauce they put on. So they get in fights. That was mine. That was mine. I put more cheese. I put more sauce in. So they used to bake matzah in the same oven. And they'd be mischalf, and they'd switch, take the other guy's matzah. But now, that wasn't my matzah. Now that might be stolen matzah. So, nachon, sheyomru kol mishia gia matzasa liado yehelo bimatana. You should make a stipulation that whoever gets my matzah, it should be his. So we're all putting the matzah in together, and whatever you get, and don't be upset. This way, you get a din of lachem. Because the lav hachi, if you don't say that, yesh bazeh chashash matzah gezula. No, you didn't intend on stealing the guy's matzah, but you don't have ownership of that matzah either, so make that stipulation. Where is it relevant for us? You have a seder, a number of family members come together, and they all buy the same type of matzah. If it's, you know, one guy buys, satmer, and one guy buys shatzer or whatever, so then you can tell the difference, one's thick, one's thin. Let's say everyone buys the same matzah, all satmer. So I don't know which I paid for, I don't know which you paid for. And again, to the box of all the mixed matzah, and we take it out for the Seder night. So I might be eating your matzah, you might be eating my matzah. So it probably would be a good practice to say, whatever matzah you get, it's yours. Both parties make that stipulation, and this way, there's a din of lachem. So now, even though the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's enough to allow the guest to eat it, as long as you've been invited to my Seder, you have the right to eat it, that's called lachem. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very, very machmir with this halacha. Not only him, other gedolim as well. If you look at number 9 in Halicha Shlomo, he says, "Hamesubim al shulchan bal habayis, minag ha'olam she'ein zochen b'matzah." The minag is not to be maknet to the people around the table. She'ochen lemitzvah kadei shetei matzah shalem. We don't have that hakbada. Whoever shows up, whatever you take becomes lachem. Ach roy l'medaktikin lahadir b'kach. Those who are medaktik are very praiseworthy for doing so, for making such a hakna to the guests around them. I know we've had discussions in the past, what's considered Yirei Shemayim, what's considered a Baal Nefesh, what's considered Medaktikin. My claim is always, people have a tie on me for this, I think anyone who shows up on a Sunday morning to learn, where they could be doing other things, I know it's not football season yet, or no games are in this time, March Madness hasn't started yet, but there's no real other distractions. But to me, anyone who is giving up their Sunday morning to come learn, in my book, is Medaktik. You could ask whoever you want how to define Medaktik. But in my book, medaktik is are everyone here, which means a person should try to be medaktik and be makna over to all the guests around the Seder that whatever matzah you get is going to be yours. And if you're a guest, I wouldn't cause any fights. But if the host doesn't mind you making such a stipulation to request that you take ownership of the matzah that comes to your table, to your plate, that's a very worthwhile halacha to fulfill. Stipulation would seemingly be enough. Okay. We're going to get to it in a second, which might be relevant here, about when you buy. Forget the guess right now. When you buy the matzah, about paying it, about meshicha versus mos, we'll get to that, which might be relevant. To add to that point, maybe it's worthwhile the guest to pay for some of the matzah as well. Aside from helping defray some of the costs of matzah.
He makes it to a matana and he makes a kinyan agbah when he picks it up to eat it.
Right, so agbah. So we'll get to agbah as well. We'll get
but
to
he's giving it to matana. Yeah. He doesn't have to give you money.
Right. No, he doesn't have to. Agbah would work also, but agbah might only be a mitzvah kinyan dirabanam. So we'll get to dirabanams of derayis. So we'll get there in just a second. There's a lot more. This is very just touching the surface. But in terms of this din, it is, again, praiseworthy to makna over to all the guests that are there. Yep, whatever that works. That's sufficient. If it's understood, that's enough to create an acquisition. And it's also a good opportunity to teach your kids halachas, and it's a great teaching moment. Okay, now the Dvar Halacha in the footnotes in Halicha Shlomo asks Eitan's question, what about the children who are somech al shulchan aviv? They are supported by their parents. It could be of any age. It could be a 10-year-old. It could be a 35-year-old. You go to your parents and you're being supported by your parents. What's the halacha? Do they have to makne over to you? Says the Dvar halacha. according to Shlomo Zalman, it's not in front of you. Hu hadin banav hasmuchen al shulchano. You should ideally be medakdek to be makne over to them as well. In the footnotes, it says here, quotes from the Kisrei HaTamidim of Shlomo Zalman, that initially he thought you should be makne over to your wife as well. It's a strange thing. He said to your wife, here's some matzah I'm giving you to own. But then he seems to, later years, he changed and felt that ishto kegufo, in which case, just when you bought it and you're chayv to give her mazonos, one of the obligations you have when marrying a woman in the ksuba is to pay for her food. So therefore, any food she gets becomes hers and she owns it. You don't have to make that stipulation to your wife, but to the children, one should, again, be medactic to say, again, you don't have to. Mr. Bruce says you don't have to. Be a nice thing to do. If you remember, if you don't remember, don't come crying back the next day. You forgot to. You still get a mitzvah. It's fine. But again, it's worthwhile. Okay. What? No. If you show up Sunday morning, that to me is enough to be medaktik. Whether or not I do anything else, that's in my book, medaktik b'mitzvahs. Okay. Now, also it's important to know, look at number 12, the Minchas Yitzchak. You go to the next page at the end of the tshuva. He argues in Rav Shlomo Zalman, he embraces the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah that Mikol Malkum, the last three lines, the bold, Mikol Malkum Masik Dechevan Denosan Adas Zeh Latzei Shidechavas Amatza Ein Tzarech Lefarish Kolzman HaKolzeh V'yotzei Bo Kedivrei HaRash. He thought that you're a mamish completely yotze, you don't have to make any type of stipulation, just like the Mishnah Berurah. So again, no matter what you do, you're fine. But again, it might be a cute thing anyways to makne over to your children and to your wife, maybe. Okay. Rev Waldenberger. No, Rev Yitzchak Weiss, rather. So look at number 13 now, Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yosh v'yesh od prat echad. This touched upon what Eitan was asking. V'yesh od prat echad mashim matzoi lichashel bo. Something that was very common. In this case, it's not common for us, but it's going to serve as a model for other scenarios. What was the common case? Kigonim kana matzah umashkal nirushuso. You bought matzah, you put in an order from a guy. The guy's selling matzah, let's say Ezra. And he gave you the matzah. Im hamocher gala daito beis michiraso. If the seller told you, right, when he gave you the matzah, shadachak lemos, he needs money. And he really can't, veinu yachal lemichor ba'kafa. He can't really use a tab and take, you know, wait for you to credit, to wait for you to pay for it. He needs the money now for Pesach. He keeps chasing after you to get the money. Azuze, for the zuz, the money. Umedecheu, and belech v'shuv, you say, come back tomorrow, I'm trying to get money. Ve'enu nosin lo, you don't pay any money for it. Medina lokana, you have not acquired the matzah since you haven't paid for it, and he needs the money. Kimavur b'choshe mishpat, simen kuvtadi siv yudzayin. Umemela, eina yotze behem, acharkach hidechovas matzah, minat Torah. So this is an extreme case where the mocher needs the money. If the mocher doesn't need the money as much, it's a master for the Mishnah Berurah, you would be yotzei to the mitzvah if he simply gave you the matzahs and you'll pay him whenever you pay him. But if the Kav HaChaim writes in number 14, kishakona matzah yishtadel, not a requirement, but yishtadel, one should try his best. Lefroa kodem Pesach, you should pay before Pesach, kidei lotzei yidei chavaso aliba dechulyama sheyikne bikinyan. I mean, there are a number of different types of kinyanim. That should be very basic. Let's call it Meshicha versus Maos. The Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Davar Torah, Maos, Konos. Midaraisa, Maos is Kona. If you pay for something, you own it. Meshicha, pulling something, drawing something closer without paying, is only Kona on a Dirabana level. There's an interesting story of with the Rogachover. Used to be, not so much anymore, but when a person would write a sefer, so they would send the sefer, like a little clip or a little sheet of paper, a little of the sefer, like the opening piece, send it to a yeshiva, send it to a rabbi, he'd read it, if he liked it, he'd then send money to buy the whole sefer. So the Rogachover once sent a shtickel to some yeshiva, some rav, and they said, very nice, can we have it? And he sent back like, his kadarko. Rogachover was like, ayin, like Makari, look at this source, look at that source, ayin bamasiya, ayin here. They know what he's talking about. They said, we want the sefer, not just a few marmakomos. He says, I in Bamatsia, I in this place, I didn't know what was going on here. So finally he said back, Dvar Torah, Mos, Konos. You want the Dvar Torah, you need to pay for it. So Midaraisa, Dvar Torah, you need to pay for the any object to acquire it. Meshicha is only an acquisition on a Dirabban level. So Kav HaChaim says, if you really want to fulfill all shitas, you want to try to accomplish a kinyan deraisa and pay for the money to fulfill the matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, the best way possible.
They give it as a matana anyway, because the moichel give it as a matana.
They give it a matana. Matana works mid deraisa. That would work. If you look at number 15, this gets into a larger.
You started in the beginning that everybody baked his own isa, and now you were going into buying it.
No.
So we in generation in the beginning, people were actually baking it.
No, the beginning when I said isa, if you're referring to hafrashas challah, that was hafrashas challah, whole other halacha. For me to be mafresh challah, separate challah. Yeah, no, hold on.
You bake up your matzah.
Not matzah, no. I don't have to bake my own matzah. I could buy bought matzah. I've made matzah. I don't have to make my matzah. I just have to own it when I eat it. But I don't have to bake my own matzah. So if you look at the Shari Tshuva number 15, Ein b'machne Ephraim, Hilchos Kinyan, Meshicha, Shekosav diladas haposkim, according to those who hold, the Kinyan derabanan, loma honi latsei sidei chavaso, midiraisa. So what's going on? There's a fascinating discussion, a very lamdusha discussion, where the kinyanei derabanan are able to help me fulfill a mitzvah deraisa. So if I, let's say, take an esrog, I'm moshechet from the owner, the seller. I haven't paid for it yet. There was a meshicha. I'm kone on a derabanan level. Deraisa, I don't own it yet. I haven't paid for it. The chacham say meshicha works to be kone. So is that kinyanei derabanan able to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa of esrog? So that's a discussion. Some achronim say, if I want to fulfill on a deraisa level, I need to do a kinyan deraisa. Others say no. Chacham have the right to make kinyanim. And when the Torah said, Davar Torah Mos Kanos, that's an example. But they gave the right to chachamim to create other forms of kinyanim. Hagba, Meshicha, and therefore they say kinyan derabanan does have the ability to acquire and fulfill mitzvos deraisa. So that's a big, big discussion in the poskim. It says the Machane Ephraim, according to those who hold that a kinyan derabanan lo mahani, let's say today chavasa midiraisa, doesn't work to fulfill your kiyam deraisa. So hani dekani esrog le mitzvah, those who buy an esrog for the mitzvah of sukkis, le paro acher achag, and they have intent on paying after sukkis is over, lo yois, it's not a good thing, avdi, what they're doing. The chokama de lo yavdme, when they don't give money yet for it, the Ein lo barak kinen meshicha. All they've accomplished was a meshicha kinen, which is only midirabanan, vanan benin and lachem. You need to own it on a deraisa level. So let's say you buy from Ezra, dal minim, and you give him a check, and he doesn't cash the check before Sukkot, so then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah on a deraisa level, those who hold that a meshicha derabanan doesn't work for a mitzvah deraisa. As Ezra will tell you, some people who pay with a check will give a dollar. This way, the dollar is a very good deal. You give a dollar, then you cancel the check, and you have a good deal of him. You give him a dollar at the time. You've now bought a great schor with just $1, davar Torah Mos Konos, and afterwards he checks the cash whenever he cashes the check whenever he wants it. That's the way to fulfill that kinyan deraisa.
Go back to the discussion we had on Matanas Levionim. What if you buy it in the store with a credit card?
Yeah.
And your credit card bill doesn't come due until after pay.
Off. Same thing. Like last week.
Same problem.
Yeah, same exact problem. Exactly. If your money hasn't gone through yet, it would not be a kinyan deraisa. This was not a discussion last week. Matanas Levionim is a divrei Kabbalah. So that's fine. If you did a meshicha, but it's not shayach for Matanas Levionim. But yeah, exactly.
We were on a similar topic.
Exactly, right. Yeah, exactly, right. So, but still, the similar topic, the credit cards, just like it wouldn't work according to some poskim, but in the end, many poskim, it is good, but for dal minim, it's best to make sure you pay the credit card company before sukkis, exactly.
And matzah. We said check was like,
we said a star was good.
Well, yeah, if you can use the check.
Because you could use the check to pay in the store.
Yeah, if it has value. You could use it, then it is a exchange.
You go to the check cashing place, it's worth something. It might be worth a little bit less, but
exactly.
It's worth something right
exactly.
away.
That would work as well, exactly. So if you write a check cash to Ezra, that would seemingly work as well, perhaps, as that's actual cash since it has value now. Even though he doesn't use it, it's just like a $10 bill I give him. Right. It has value, even though he's not using it right now.
So now Avi. I just want to say, it would also work if Ezra gives that dal minim tefillin as matana.
Yes, exactly. As a matana. I mean, he might ruin his business, but...
You do that for 1 year.
1 year. Shmei Shmita. Shmita here.
The Baal Schera has to be masking that the Shavapruta will be chal everything on the Shavapruta, and then later on he's okay with cashing the check, right?
This is an interesting question. There's a machlokas when it comes to kesef kedushin. When you give a shavapruta, you tell the lady you're going to marry her with $100, but you give her only a shavapruta right now. There's a machlokas sma and taz about how this mechanism works. Kinyan kesef being about receiving all the value, or the maisa kesef, the actual giving. I don't remember how we paskin, but it's based on the sma and taz in Hilchas Kedushin.
If I may, I think we paskin in the Gemara Kedushin that the shavapruta will be chal, it's toifis. And then she's relying and she knows that the money later on...
That's a different case. That's Almanas case. When she says, I'll accept it, Almanas, I get $200 later on. But let's say I'm giving you a Kesef Kedushin of $200 as the Kesef Kedushin. But you only end up giving a Shava Pruta. Mm-hmm. We don't make the Almanas condition. That's a Machlokas Sma and Taz.
She says I don't know.
But I don't remember. I don't have a Paschal. Okay, let's do one last piece here. Number 16. Number 16, the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to, this is referring to Lulav and Esrog, Imlo, I'm reading just the bold now, Imlo heviu lirshuso v'kaneo bitar schatzer. So he talks about a case, if you bring it to your house, you buy dalminim, but you don't pay for it yet. You did a mashicha. You told the mocher you'll pay him after Sukkot at some point, so you've only acquired it on the Rabban level because of mashicha. But if you bring it to your courtyard or your property, you're kone bedin taras chatzer, and therefore chatzer is kone midiraisa. That would be another acquisition. You said hagbah. Hagbah also works as a kinyan, but I believe hagbah is only a kinyan midiraban. I don't think there's a source in the Torah for it. But kinyan chatzer works midiraisa, so kinyan chatzer would work. So seemingly bring matzah into your possession would also be a way, even though you didn't necessarily pay for it or you use credit card or the check hasn't been cashed yet. Bring it to chatzer works. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes, L'chadchila nachon lizayir b'zeh l'froa kodem achag. It's best practice to pay for everything beforehand. That's vadai davar Torah konos, malos konos. Now, in the end of the day, all these halachas apply to matzah. So again, when it comes to matzah, best for a person to pay for everything beforehand, at least some of the dollars beforehand to own the matzah, and it's best for him to give it out to all the guests at the table, to be makne, to be medaktik for the Rosh Shlomo Zalman, to fulfill the mitzvah, the kiyum of lachem, to get the mitzvah, the raisa of matzah. One last piece here. I don't fully appreciate this, but it's a Zohar. Just to add some flavor, I don't know what this means, to be honest. I could touch the words, but there's something deeper here. I'll let you guys think about it, I guess, till next week. Number 18, Piskei Tshuvos writes that the Zohar says in Parshas Tshuva a few weeks ago, Shein lakachas davar mitzvah b'chinam. A person shouldn't take a mitzvah without having to pay for it. He shouldn't take it for free. Begin de lo zache behu uv de klal lam shocha leh rucha de kutsha ele be'agar shalim. A person only gets the rucha de kutsha with paying for it by schar, by paying some type of payment for it. So there's an Indian when in general, never take mitzvahs for free. You should always pay for mitzvahs. We have a similar concept that Gemara Pesachim talks about. Let's say a person bought a house. And you bought the house and the guy sold it. He says, don't worry, it's already checked for Pesach. You don't need to check it. You go into the house and there's that cereal all over the place. And he's like, upset. It's a mekach taus. He told me it was already cleaned. So the Gemara says it's still considered a good mekach because people like to use their own money when it comes to performing the mitzvah. So I don't mind hiring a cleaning crew to pay the $500 to get the mitzvah. Some people might not like that, but there's a concept that people like to use their money to perform mitzvahs. How much money to use, that's a whole other story, but we do like to use money for mitzvahs, and therefore we should, don't be so upset if that happens, and should be willing to pay money for matzah, and it'd probably be very nice if you go to someone's house to help pay for some of the matzah that the in-laws or parents are giving you, just to help defray some of the costs. In the end of the day, either way, you get the mitzvah of matzah, and Mitzvah will pick up next week. I don't have a topic yet. Any suggestions on the Pesach, let me know, and we'll stop here. Okay, guys, a wonderful day.
You come to a house.